Why don't you tell me a little bit about what the project that you were working on is and how you started this project?
Well, actually, it was a proposal for a grant project. I came up with the idea. I had to write it up in my proposal for my grant to apply for it. I was specific in mentioning that it was a multi-ethnic, multicultural woman. So I had to describe that and even submit sketches of the idea. And that started back in around Thanksgiving. And it was a pretty, it was like writing a term paper. I had to write a number of pages and clearly outline it, let them know I knew what I was talking about, and submit it for the grant. And then I was awarded the grant the following month. It was to start in January. And I pretty much progressed as along with it as I had planned on it. I hit a few bumps in the road, but...
What inspired you to do this in the first place? What inspired the idea for applying for the grant?
Well, I had come to Iowa from California, and I had been taking classes there in Southern California. We lived there for many years. And the community college that I was going to had held some classes that were very reasonably priced, and I was learning the bronze casting process before I moved here, but was just getting started in it. So I never really did complete it, and then when I moved here, I looked around for classes and places that might have similar things going on, and didn't quite find what I was looking for. I found some clay, ceramic classes, and those kind of classes, but I did not find anything specifically leading to bronze casting. So I looked up all the colleges, all the organizations, and then I stumbled upon the Iowa Arts Council website, and I looked up, saw that they had a grant process, a grant section, and I looked it up, and they had mini grants and major grants. Decided to sign up for a workshop and went and sat through it. I was with another girl, and they came across this workshop, made it sound like this is really doable, that they are allotted a certain amount of funds every year through the Iowa Arts Council and partly through the National Endowment for the Arts, and it is their job to give that money to people who are either groups or individual artists that are pursuing a career, and it's just to promote their career and help support them. So my girlfriend that I was in the workshop with, she signed up for a grant, and she got it, and I thought, well, maybe I can too. So I did a little research and found the closest foundry, which was in Kelowna, and found out what I could get for the grant money that they allowed, what size of sculpture I could do. So I actually planned the size of my sculpture based on the limit of the grant money that I could receive. So that's how I got started with the project. Anyway, those were my ideas. And actually, I didn't really expect to receive the grant my first application because they said first-time applicants rarely get accepted. You have to retry and go again, but mine happened to be accepted. So I was kind of excited about that when I heard about it. It was back in December. It was kind of an early Christmas present.
Can you explain a little bit of the inspiration for your piece itself? It's, like you said, a multi-ethnic woman. And it's a very nice-looking piece. We have pictures of it on the website. We will have, when we air this, we'll have pictures of it on the website. But it's a very nice-looking piece. Can you explain the inspiration for the piece itself?
Well, I have, pretty recently, I have been admiring certain celebrities and non-celebrities alike that have unique kind of exotic features, and because being an artist and a sculptor, I tend to go up to people and comment on their ethnicity and say, may I ask what your ethnicity is, and you have a very beautiful face, or I love your eyes, or I try to be complimentary, but I think other artists do this as well, so I'm kind of bold in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But very often I would find that people would answer me and would give a reply such as, oh, I'm Cambodian and Dutch and Native American, or I'm just a conglomerate, just answers like that. I'm African American and Asian. I'm et cetera, et cetera. They would give me answers like that. And I have become, not, I wouldn't say obsessed with it, but become interested in how would it look to begin sculpting faces or figures or drawings or whatever with that kind of a thing in mind, where we're becoming so global in so many ways and there's so many people that are of multi-ethnic backgrounds. I just thought, wouldn't it be nice to sculpt a piece that had the look of different ethnicities, but you couldn't really put your finger on which one it was, I guess, what I was trying for.
This piece is actually on display in Knoxville right now, is that correct?
That's correct. It's at the Art 101 Gallery on 4th Street there next to Klein Auto. I believe it's 109 South 4th Street off of Main, right off the square. And the wax piece, the clay piece, and the finished bronze are all there.
And how long will they be there for?
Well, the clay and the wax piece will be there. I'm going to work on the clay piece and maybe perhaps get that fired and finished off if I can. It was a little damaged in the mold-making process, but I might be able to salvage that into a sculpture all by itself. The bronze is on display. Temporarily, I entered it into a national competition, and I'm waiting to hear back if it was accepted into that competition. Mm-hmm. So depending on its acceptance there or not, it'll be on display indefinitely. I also have now at Max Cast Foundry, they also have the mold from which numerous others can be made. Other castings can be done with it. It can make replicas either in plaster, aluminum, bronze. There's a number of different materials that it can be used for.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to say or any thank yous?
Well, I do want to thank the Iowa Arts Council and National Endowment for the Arts to help me, launch me in this direction, because I've wanted to become and learn the bronze casting process. I was not able to do it physically myself, but I've always wanted to have a bronze figure done out of one of my clay pieces. And this, somebody told me, be careful, Cheryl, bronze is addicting. So I told them it's too late, I'm already addicted. Just to have one of your pieces that's in clay done and have it come out in this everlasting metal, so to speak, you know, is quite the feeling to have it completed. So I do want to thank them for their support in allowing me to do this bronze figure.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Cheryl. It's a pleasure talking to you.